This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Information.
I like to speak with Jehovah man.
Said I want to tell you what I'm going through.
He said he'll be right there by my side.
Operator.
Information.
Give me Jesus on the line.
Oh, operator of information.
Information.
Give me Jesus on the line.
Oh, operator.
Information.
I like to
speak with Jehovah.
Said I want to tell you what I'm going through.
He said he'll be right there by my side.
Oh, operator of information.
Information.
Give me Jesus on the line.
Operator.
Come now.
Information.
Let's reason together.
Give me Jesus on the line.
Ride on the wings of the comfort, the Holy Spirit,
the
Helper. Oh yes, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver you. What a blessed assurance! For the Lord has spoken.
Operator, information, give me Jesus on the line.
Oh, operator, information,
give me Jesus on the line.
Oh, operator of information.
I like to speak with Jehovah man.
Said I want to sing in praises while I wait for my cause to get through to Jehovah man.
Operator of information.
Give me Jesus on the line.
Operator of information.
Give me Jesus on the line.
Operator of information.
I like to speak with Jehovah man.
Said I want to sing in praises while I wait for my God to get through to Jehovah man.
Operator of information.
Give me Jesus on the line.
Operator, information.
Give me Jesus on the line.
Operator, information.
I like to speak with Jehovah man.
Ooh. Wow.
Operator.
Information.
Give me
Jesus.
My dear listener, welcome once again to today's reflections. Today's nugget is titled, Success Has No Choice. Success has no choice. Do you know that we learn almost nothing in victory, but we learn much in defeat. A football coach once said, I agree, for when we take time to learn from our mistakes, success has no choice but to fall flat at the feet of failure. Give success no choice but to triumph. How? Graciously accept your defeat, humbly admit your failures, courteously offer no excuses for your faults, willingly embrace the consequences of your mistakes, ardently learn from your missteps, and fully surrender your hopes to God's will. Success wins by falling contritely at the feet of failure, then immediately rising up by faith and courageously moving forward. This is written by Dr. Samuel Crichton Pippim. And for more nuggets by Dr. Pippim, you can visit eaglesonline.org and click on Weekly Thoughts Nuggets. My name is Margaret Abebrese, your presenter. Thank you once again for listening.
Able. Through prayer, the impossibilities of man become the possibilities of God. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. I read, what I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Remember, God is indeed able. Anything that is impossible for you is possible for him. And as he has told you, make sure you tell others. God richly bless you. I am Belle Dollabill.
Tell me will there way no matter what you want.
You're welcome back to You Decide. My cherished listener, we're discussing angels and demons, and a lot of the emphasis has been with angels because technically both angels and demons were all angels until sin and disobedience or rebellion separated them. My panelists are Pastor A.Y. Abrant Coker and our young, fresh pastor from school, Pastor Michael Akwabwa. You're welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes. We have just spoken about their origin and their nature. We want to see their functionality. But before then, about their nature, what are they made of? What do they consist? Do they have flesh and blood like human beings?
I earlier said they have glorious bodies, which we know we will get the glorification when Jesus comes and we are glorified with our new bodies. We're going to have bodies like angels. For now, we know them as glorious beings, spirit beings. Mm. There have been instances in the Bible when they have come, like angels visited Abraham. So they actually became flesh and they actually dialogue with him.
So they can transform their bodies.
Yes.
They can change.
Yeah, because when you read of the Abraham account, when they said, we have come, we've heard this and this, the way they dwelled, Abraham cooked for them, they ate. But most of the time, what the Bible makes us know is that they are ministering spirits. And along the line, they are invisible to our eyes. Because like we use the word angels, sometimes there are instances where we can say, oh, you are an angel to me. We use the word.
Yeah.
If somebody does something good or somebody mischievous,
helps you in a situation that you never expected.
In a circumstance that you say, oh, you've been an angel and we need angels. So they dwell with us. And like you asked, if we are to talk of their functions, they are numerous.
Yeah.
They are powerful beings.
Mm.
They are mighty warriors.
Mm.
Now, for example, when you go to 2 Kings, where Elisha had men coming against them and his servant was afraid, and Elisha said, then he made God open his eyes and he saw vision, and he saw men with chariots of fire. And he said, those who are for us are more than those who are against us.
Mm.
In 2 Kings 6:16-17. So you see that they are here in Psalm 91. They are to guard and guide. They encourage. When Jesus was in Gethsemane, an angel was sent to encourage him. So they encourage, they protect, they deliver. In Psalm 34:7, it says, the angel of the Lord encampeth around his saint. So when we are in difficulties, when we are in danger, angels are there to protect us and to guide us. You can see instances when Balaam, who was beating the horse, and an angel stopped and opened his eyes, and he could see that there was an angel's hindering. So they protect, they guard, they actually deliver us from danger.
Yes.
And so you can see instances in the Bible. Even in Daniel 6:22,
yes,
angels were sent into the lion's den to shut the mouth of the lions.
So day in, day out, they are the instruments that the Lord uses or God uses to intervene or interfere in
they
divine
intervene in our affairs.
Okay.
Like what Jesus said in Matthew 18:10. He says, even little children have their guardian angels that appear before the Lord every morning to give account. And so we have angels with us in everything that we do. We should know that angels are with us. And that's why we should be careful. We don't go to places where angels will dare to go. There are places we go, the angels will keep back. So we must be sure we go to places, our discussion, whatever we're doing it such that it will be glorifying to God. Other than that, we'll go on our own when our angels cannot go with us where we are going or what.
This is very gloomy and scary for me.
No.
If there are some places that my guardian angel will not go with me.
Because what takes place in that particular place, I don't think your guardian angel will go with you into the disco. When you are taking alcohol and you are in the occult or whatever,
well, I am happy to hear that you say you don't think. But you see, I believe that our God is a God of all power, all presence, and everywhere we go, He's there with us. Okay, Michael, you want to come in?
Yeah. As we began discussing from last week,
yes,
they are not on their own. They don't, from the meaning of the word, angelos,
messengers.
They are messengers. And they don't carry their own mission. For instance, as I said earlier, that if we were able to read various literatures we have had, we could infer that all that we are discussing in the Bible and other religious perspectives were influenced by the ancient literatures.
Mm. I get your point now. I think I am getting the understanding. We'll go on a break. I was joined here today by Pastor A.Y. Bryant Coker, over 25 years in pastoral ministry and serving the Lord. I have been your host, Thomas Isaac. And until next week, if you hear my voice again, remember, in matters of faith, you decide.
It was the truth. It was nothing but the truth. Only truth comes from you.
It was the truth.
It was nothing but the truth, and it's all that you can do.
For any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of
Hope. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners' blood. plunged beneath thy flood lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stains. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God
Moment of Truth. I am Pastor Ebenezer Quaid. In our previous three discussions, we have been looking at the topic, At Your Word, an encounter with Jesus by Peter. And in our previous study, we have seen that it is not good to complain. And we said we should be careful how we complain. Also, we need to obey the Lord and take Him at His word. Because Peter said, though you are not an expert in fishing, at your word I will let down the net. Because he knew that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Let us pray. Thank you, our Father in heaven, as we continue with this series. Speak to the heart of my hearer and my friend. Lord, may your Holy Spirit begin to work signs, wonders, and miracles in our lives as we listen to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. As we continue with this series, as we look at Luke chapter 5, 1 to 10, we are now on the 6th verse. And there also, we can learn an important lesson. In this text, the Bible says, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was broken. What can we learn from this verse? He will provide for you beyond measure. God will provide for you beyond measure. If you can take the Lord at His word, He can provide for you beyond measure. The text says that they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. I am sure that Peter and the friends went fishing the night, hoping that they would get such a great catch. But look at the situation. They did not get anything. But the presence of Jesus has made the difference. When we obey the Lord, no matter how it does not make sense to us, we are sure to see His glory. And God did not call you. He's not asking you to understand, but He is only calling you to stand and to take Him at His word, then you will understand. We are saying that He will provide for you beyond measure. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, the Bible says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." In any case, you have to think and trust the Lord with something. But the Bible says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Just as Peter and the colleagues could have a catch that is so great a number, so much so that their net was breaking, God is about to fill your barn with plenty. All you need to do is to trust Him, is to believe in Him, and give your life to Him, and tell Him that, "Take it all, Lord, take it all." And I know He will work a miracle in your life. Also in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, the Bible says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." If He has not spared His own Son, Jesus Christ, but delivered Him for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? If you can accept Jesus Christ, He will come through and meet you at the point of your need. Remember, the Bible says we should seek the heaven's kingdom and its righteousness first, and all these things, all other things, shall be added unto us. Today, I know He will provide for you beyond measure, only if you can believe in Him. Just as He did for Peter and the colleagues of old, He can do it for you also. As we move on, the 7th verse of Luke chapter 5, the Bible says, "So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink." What can we learn from this verse also? God blesses us to become a blessing unto others. God's blessing to us is not meant for just you and me, but also He wants us to use our blessing to bless others. If we take heed to God's word, we shall become an influence in our families, amongst friends, and in society. The God that we serve is looking forward to bless you, but you have to strategically place your life into His hands. And when you do that, I am sure that He will bless you. Just as Peter gave his boat to the Lord to use, and that he was blessed so much so that he could not even contain it, but to ask his friends to come for their share, I am sure that the Lord is about to do something beautiful in your life today. And you need to surrender to Him. And when you do that, you will truly experience His blessings. The Bible says in the Psalms that, "Oh, test and see that the Lord is good." Maybe you are struggling with one situation or the other, and already you are asking the question, "How could it be that I am lacking so many things? I don't even have any money in my purse. I don't have any money in my wallet. I don't have any money in my pocket. How could I gain so much and become a blessing to my family, to my neighbors, and even to society?" But I am telling you that God is able to turn things around. If the people of old could get water out of a rock, then God is equally able to do the same miracle in your life today. I want to say that He will provide for you beyond measure, and that He will also bless you so much so that you will become a blessing unto others. God is expecting you to make that choice. God is expecting you to give your heart to Him, to give your life to Him, because He's about to work a miracle with your life. All the people who knew you and your family in the past will begin to ask the question, what happened? Just as Peter and the friends may be asking themselves, what happened? God will help you to ask yourself the same question, and others will also ask the same question. May God be with you as you anticipate His blessings. He will provide for you beyond measure, and be sure to share what the Lord is blessing you with others, because you are a blessing. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh, or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.